We're all proud of the jobs we do at in our work. I'm proud of the job my sons do at our chicken barn. Mark's proud of his Ashland Eagles. I'm proud of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Pride, though, can also be the root of unbelief. Pride is thinking that we are something. Humility is thinking we are nothing. James 4:6, but he gives more grace, therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. John 5:44, how can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? We tend to put our hope in our own efforts, saying we can do it. God, though, uses us in our weakness. We are incapable of any good. Our righteousness is like filthy rags. On our own merits, we can do nothing. Grace is like water. It flows to the lowest point. When the year is dry, the crops that yield the best are in the valleys, not at the high points. God created us to be dependent on Him. We, like Christ, must humble ourselves. Christ lived in humility to the Father. The battle is between our pride, our efforts, and the belief that it is through God alone. Even Peter's pride would not allow him to humble himself to a servant girl. He would not admit that he knew Christ because he was worried about what somebody would think of him. God used this weakness and character of Peter to reach thousands and eventually millions, indwelling him with the Spirit at Pentecost, giving him boldness and pride where it was supposed to be in Christ. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would humble us to allow us to have a greater faith and dependency on you, and help us accept that we are nothing and you are something. You are our all in all. Amen.